Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 317 for March 11th, 2012. I'm Barry Kant, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the song you're listening to is We Ain't Playin'. And it's from the album Royalty Free Instrumentals, Midwest Volume 5. And there's a link to this music in the show notes, so if you're interested, you can go over and visit the link and pick up a copy of the music. And we promote independent artists on the show. This is a show about the travel professional, but we take the opportunity to promote the independent artists because you don't get an opportunity to hear these folks otherwise. So, and they also allow us to play their music on the show royalty free. So we appreciate that. Well, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you're a subscriber, I really appreciate it. You can go over to iTunes and go into the podcast section, type in Travel Agent in the search box, and you'll find the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Otherwise, you can get the show at hometravelagent.net. That's all one word, hometravelagent.net. And you'll find the show. You'll find several years of the past shows on the website there. And some handy features like the tag cloud, where you can click on a tag that, say it's a tag that's about training, and all the shows that have been tagged with that word training will pop up, and you can listen to shows in a group in such a manner. So give that a try. And also there's a place on the website where you can go over and put in your email address and sign up for the show notes to be delivered to your email box automatically whenever a show is produced. Now, coming up, have you ever thought about creating a blog for your travel business? And why would you do that? Well, it helps to promote your business. It allows people to understand you and gain some trust in your expertise. But, you know, one of the biggest drawbacks and one of the biggest hurdles for a lot of people in developing a blog is finding the content. Well, in the co-hosted segment of the show today, we talk about that. Our guest is an expert, and she will give you ideas on how to find content that you can write about in your blog. So I'm sure you don't want to miss that. So that's coming right up here very shortly. Well, we're getting ready here as I record the show. We're getting ready to head off to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and going to go down there and try to get some warm weather. As many of you know, I'm located here in Western Michigan, and we've not had much of a winter here, but it's always nice to get down to the southern part of the country and enjoy some sunshine and a little bit warmer weather, which is very much needed this time of the year after spending the winter here in West Michigan. Even though this area is a very beautiful area of the country, it gets kind of nasty in the wintertime, even though it hasn't been that way this year. But in the summertime, it's spectacular here. It's one of those hidden gems of the country. So if you've never been out to Western Michigan or the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, you're really missing something that you really should see. You should put that on your list. Anyhow, enough about that. What I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment of the show, and we'll bring that to you right now. Here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, coming to you once again from beautiful West Michigan, and Lorraine is out there in beautiful California. And we have a special guest on here once again, as we always do, and we bring back repeat guests quite often because they are just so full of information. We can't cover all that they have to share with us in one show. And I think in this case, it may be a multiple engagement because we've been talking about Pinterest, so we may have a repeat engagement here to talk about Pinterest. And if you haven't heard about that, look it up on the web. It's interest with a P. So anyhow, with that, I'll turn it over to Lorraine and introduce our guest. Thanks, Lorraine.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Today, our guest, we are very honored to have her back. And like Barry mentioned, I would love to have her on again because she's such a jewel to find. Had the pleasure of meeting her in October when I was on the NAFTA annual conference and when we were at sea, and she was the main presenter. She is, may as well be a social media goddess. I have heard her several times on NAFTA webinars because they are member-only webinars that she presents to them. And so we are very fortunate to have Catherine Heeg, the owner of Customized Management Solutions, on the show again. And welcome, Catherine. I'm glad to have you back.
Thanks, Lorraine. It's great to be back. Both you and Barry are so much fun to chat with.
So what are we going to be talking about this time? I know I've been on several of your webinars, and I learned from every single one of them. So listeners, take out your notepad and or Evernote and start taking notes, because once she gets going, you're going to go, oh, what was that? Ooh, what was that, Jim? So where are we going today?
We're going to talk about blogging today. At least that's what you've told me. So I'm happy to talk about blogging. I got some great stats and some great tips and tricks for everybody today.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Okay. So did you know that there are 133 million blogs out there and 900,000 blog posts in 24 hours? Now, those are some pretty incredible stats out there right now.
So as travel agents, we all wonder how we're going to stand out from this crowd of blogs that are already out there. I used to be a travel agent myself, and all of you out there I know have been on dozens of FAM trips and ship inspections. So you've got great content to write about. You've got opportunities to interview people. You've got clients to talk with, to weave their stories into your blog. So these are ways that you're going to be able to stand out from those 900,000 blog posts that go out every 24 hours. The main thing to keep in mind as you're starting to blog is that content is king. By creating unique content that's going to draw your readers in, this is what's going to set you apart from the crowd. So as we talk about unique content, everybody always asks me, well, where am I going to find unique content? Well, you travel enough that is hopefully enough to provide you with some unique content. But if not, there's some other wonderful ways out there to find great content. The most usable one that I find is something called Google Alerts. Now, Lorraine and Barry, I'm sure you're all using Google Alerts. But a lot of people don't realize what the benefits of Google Alerts is. What you can do with Google Alerts is that you can go in and set up keywords, and then Google will send you information related to those keywords, either daily, weekly, or as it happens. So this is a really cool way to set up keywords for your specialty buyers that you're working with, or your niche market, or preferred supplier relationships that you have. So for example, if you're a cruising expert and you want to know what's the latest and greatest that's happening with your top selling cruise line, set that up as a Google alert. Or if you're a destination specialist and you specialize in two or three top destinations, set those up as Google alerts, and you'll get all kinds of information from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, from different hotels in that area, and other bloggers who are writing about that destination. So that's going to be a wealth of knowledge for you. The second way to find great content is by asking questions. Ask your top clients what their favorite travel destinations are, or what they loved about their last trip, and then build a blog post around that. You can also subscribe to other people's blogs. So that might be trade press blogs, the NACTA blog, suppliers blogs, wherever you can find other information that's written, become an expert in that area, and then put your own twist on it and write your own unique content. There's dozens of other ways that you can find great content, and if you want more of those, you can head over to my website, which is www.cms, like Customized Management Solutions, and then the word speaking, speaking.com, and check out my blog, because there are some great ways that you can find great content on there. Couple other tips for you for finding content is people are always interested in that behind the scenes insider information. So again, as a travel professional, you have access to that information. How about if you interviewed your DSM, your district sales manager, after they've done a presentation for you? Or maybe you've just listened to a webinar by a top supplier of yours. Phone up the DSM and ask for more inside information and build your blog post around that. Or maybe you're off to a resort for your next fam trip. See if you can interview someone who works at the resort. How about interviewing the chef and see what's cooking in the kitchen? That behind-the-scenes information is going to grab people's attention. Or if you're on a ship for your next fam trip, how about interviewing the captain or interviewing someone else on the ship and using that insider information, that key connection that you have, and building your blog post around that. Now, here's another funny thing that you can use that makes for great blog content, and that's taking all those funny questions that your clients ask you and weaving them into a number or a series of blog posts. In Alberta, there's something called the Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump, and it's an historic site where the Aboriginal people used to have buffalo jump off the edge of this cliff, and that was their dinner for the rest of the year. Well, still to this day, visitors to Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump will undoubtedly ask, at what time do the buffalo jump? So, in knowing that, as the insider, you could write a whole blog post about insider tips like that or funny questions. So that might give you some other ideas on what to write about. Going back to other blog posts is a great way to do it. Or if you've already written some blogs or some articles, or you've written some great Facebook posts, take those and repurpose them, add on to them, and create a new blog post based on that.
How often would you recommend posting? Is there an average, which is kind of keeping people up to date but not overwhelming them?
Well, that's a great question, Lorene. It really depends on the agent's audience. Some people would love to see a blog post from a really good writer every single day. Other people, you know, once a week is good. On average, in our industry, I'm finding that if you can post something once a week, it would keep the majority of your readers satisfied. And when I say once a week, it can be anywhere from 200 to 400 or 600 words. The key is to post on a regular basis. So if you find that Friday works really well for you, make sure that every single Friday you have a blog post loaded up and ready to go. There's some strategy on posting, and some people find that certain days of the week work better than others, and some find that posting at a certain hour of the day works better. Typically, and this is totally general information about blogging in general, and people find that Wednesdays and Thursdays work best for specific readers. Now, I would test out your audience, because perhaps your audience is different than the general audience that these stats come from. I find I post my blog posts on Fridays just because it seems to work well in my schedule and because I feel that my readers, travel agents, might be a little less busy on Fridays. You know how it is in the travel industry world. Everybody's crazy busy on Monday. Tuesday, they're still really busy. By Friday, they might be able to take a little breather and read a blog post about something that's going to help them increase their business or find a way to make life more pleasurable. So the key is to know your audience, and to do that, you simply ask them. Ask them on your Facebook page or put out a survey and find out how much information they would like from you, what days of the week work best, and then there's a great chance to ask them what type of information they would like. Because going back to content is king, you need to also engage them with what they want to hear. So by surveying them, you give them the chance to tell you, and then all you have to do is turn around and write it. Makes life a little simpler.
Well, these are all excellent, excellent points. How would one start? Is there a particular application you would recommend? Now, you're a valuable resource. Would you recommend people take some of your seminars? Again, looking at your website, how would they start this?
How would they start blogging? It's a matter first of choosing a platform that you want to use. So some top platforms that you could look at are WordPress. And also check out whatever consortium or agency group you belong to, because a number of them have blog platforms as part of your membership or as part of a package that you can buy from them. So check those out, and then also check out WordPress, and there's blogger.com and bloggeries. So there's a number of other platforms that you can choose. And really, it just comes down to the one that you feel most comfortable with. I use WordPress, and it's attached to my website. So for me, that's really valuable because I want people to go to my website and then have easy access to my blog. And some of you who may not have a website, you can have a freestanding blog with any of those platforms as well. And if you're involved in social media, you're going to want to talk about your blog and introduce it on your Facebook page and tweet about it as well. And you can use your Facebook page to survey your Facebook fans and then help you determine what content is going to work for them as well.
I'm sorry for the delay. I was looking at your website, and one of the things that I admire that you have to offer is you have some packages for those of us who are very busy. And I apologize for the distraction. I was looking at what you have to offer because I've been so impressed about your media skills and how you're able to work with agents, because your area of focus is helping those of us who are travel agents be able to express themselves better when we are too busy to be able to do it, or just at the beginning of doing it and really need help and support. Would you talk about some of your packages? I just think they're so beneficial that our listeners should know about you as a resource.
Well, thanks, Lorene. I have a number of packages out there for people who are interested in social media. And they can go to my website and check out the social media solutions. And in there, you can sign up for a Facebook package, which I will build your Facebook page for you and then populate it with a number of Facebook entries over the first 7 days. I'll provide some business links to your top suppliers for you. And this helps your clients understand more about you and what you sell and what photos your business takes. And then with this package, I'll also upload 5 of your travel photos and put together an event page for you, which could be a consumer night that you're hosting or some other group departure that you're putting forth to your clients. And then along with that package, you get some best practices and a social media marketing resource guide. And that package is $99. And then if you'd like me to post on your Facebook page on an ongoing basis, if you sign up for that package, you get 3 posts every single week, and you get a checklist of ways that you can market your Facebook page and gather more fans and potential clients to you. And then you also get a poll and you get an event update every 6 months onto your Facebook page. Now, there's also a Twitter package where I'll build your Twitter page for you and then post on your behalf 5 opening tweets for you. And then if you've purchased the Facebook package with me, I can also link to your Facebook page. So those two act in tandem. And then I'll endeavor to line up 10 contacts, people for you to follow. And then, of course, you get the social media marketing resource guide as well. And then once you get started with Twitter, get that package set up, then I will also post on an ongoing basis on your behalf on Twitter. And then if you're into LinkedIn and you're looking to make more business contacts and get more known in the business world, LinkedIn is a great medium for you to do that. And I also will set up a LinkedIn profile on your behalf and also provide membership in two groups that are relevant to yourself and your target audience. So all of these are really easy to sign up. You just go to my website, tell me which package you want, pay via PayPal, and then you'll get a questionnaire that's very simple to fill out, and you upload your logo and some photos, and you're good to go, and I'll do all the work for you. So it makes life really, really simple.
Well, thank you. I wanted to be able to share this information and have people hear it, because in addition to blogging, it's so important in this day and age for travel agents to step beyond the traditional media that we're used to doing. Newsletters are great, but people are getting so many email messages. Blogging is really becoming essential. Able to step out and shine, that is also, and then how to reach a bigger audience through Facebook and Twitter, and as a business person into LinkedIn. And these are all essential for us to be able to do. This is so different than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago for those who have been in the industry for 20 years. And we're at a new curve right now.
No, I think that leads to the question, does participating in social media, does that increase your sales?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question. Clients of mine have found that the more regularly they post and get involved in blogging and Facebook and Twitter, they will find their clients and new clients there. I've heard of some travel agents who have ended up connecting with either former clients or friends of clients and have ended up booking groups, weddings, honeymoons, as well as individual clients through these measures. So it's working. And it's, you know, it used to be agents would say to me, well, you know, down the road, that would be something really nice to get involved in. But you know what? It's moved from nice to get involved into, as Laureen said, essential. You've got to be there. It gives your clients another sense of who you are, builds your credibility, and keeps you top of mind with your clients.
Excellent, excellent. So what other sorts of contacts are you with for travel agents? You've been our honored guest twice now on our podcast, and I've heard you on some other webinars. Where can people get more information about you, and where can they hear you speaking? I really think it's essential for travel agents who don't know about you to get to know you.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to get to know them too. I had done a webinar last week with Oasis, and we had well over 200 people on that call. So we know there's a need out there for it. I also do a number of webinars for NACTA, and those are just for NACTA members. So if you're not a NACTA member, sign up now and participate in my next webinar, which is coming up on March 21st. And then in April, I'm doing another webinar for Oasis on April 4th, and NACTA again on April 18th. So people can join those webinars, connect with me that way. And on my Facebook page, when you go there, there's a number of free resources for you. There's some audio podcasts, and my blog posts are loaded onto my Facebook page. And then I also post other information on there that I find is relevant to the travel industry. So one week of themes might be all about Google Plus, and I've got another week of posts coming up about Pinterest, which is a very cool new medium that I think is going to take the travel industry by storm. And each week you'll find different posts and different questions and tips and tactics and tricks on there for you to learn more about social media and marketing in general in our industry. And that's the key. It's specific to the travel, tourism, and hospitality industry.
Wonderful, wonderful. If you don't mind giving your email address and website again for people to be able to follow up and take a look to see what you have to offer and some of your insights. What I respect hugely about you is your focus is about social media and the travel agent. We can have guests on till the cows come home that talk about social media, but your focus is the travel agent. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. And you present an excellent message, and you're always focused and very insightful about things that are helpful for people.
Well, thank you. That's my goal. I want people to walk away with something valuable that they can go away and do something different today, tomorrow, next week by putting these tactics into play. Because I think that's really important. We can all sit here and listen to a webinar for until the cows come home, as you said, but if there's nothing that's changed, what's the point of it? One of my favorite sayings is knowledge without action is like no knowledge at all. So my hope is that after listening to the podcasts that are on my Facebook page, after listening to this chat with you and Barry, that people walk away with something they can use to bring more clients to them, to boost their business. So they can find me on Facebook at Customized Management Solutions, or you can go to my website and there's an icon there you can click and just get right to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is simply my name, all run together, Catherine Heeg, and that's CatherineHeeg. And I'm on LinkedIn as well, using my name. And my website, once again, is CMS, Customized Management Solutions, and then the word speaking. So there are two S's there, .com. So hopefully that gives people enough ways to connect with me. And when you do connect, be aware that I will answer you, because I am out there and I am on social media all the time.
And you are excellent at following up. Absolutely. And I respect that about you.
You and I, Lorene, have had a couple of great conversations on Facebook, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Yeah. So definitely reach out to her. She's a jewel, and we're very fortunate to have her on the show. And we may have to have you a third time if you would be willing to put up with this. I think that new topic is coming our way, and it would be great to have you on again if you're available. I know you're busy.
I will make time for this, because I think it's a really valuable resource to help agents understand what's going on and keep up with all of these fast-moving changes that are out there.
Barry, how can our listeners reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And they can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/barry.cantz. And Lorene, how do they get a hold of you?
I can be reached via email at sharptongued@mac.com. And that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. Currently, my Facebook page, which is just me, myself, and I, and ramblings, is Lorene R. But I'm hoping in the near future to develop my business Facebook page, because I plan on using this year, now that it's mid-February, thank you, Barry, to accelerate my business more and have much more of a open profile as a travel agent. So thank you both. Catherine, again, Catherine Heeg of Customized Management Solutions. Thank you for being on the show, and we're looking forward to having you back.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, for bringing us a great guest. And thank you, Catherine, for sharing that wonderful information about where to find and how to think about content for your blog. It's very much appreciated. And we hope to have you back again sometime. So we really look forward to that. So with that, there's no news segment in the show tonight. I'm going to wrap it up here shortly and continue my journey in preparing and packing for the trip down south to Gulf Shores, Louisiana, which we're heading out in the morning. But by the time you listen to this, we'll probably be on our way back or back already. So I want to thank you for listening. If you're traveling, have safe travels and stay healthy out there. And we'll talk to you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.